after Hashem forgives the Jewish people for their terrible sin and their grievous error with the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, the Torah recounts how Moshe went back up to Har Sinai, he went back to the top of the mountain yet again to receive the second set of Luchos, which eventually he would bring down and convey to the Jewish people. In Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Chav Ches, the Torah tells us, V'yisham im Hashem arboim yom v'arboim laila. Just like the first time, he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo achal, mayim lo shasa, he didn't eat or drink anything, but rather, v'yichtov aluchos es divrei habris aser hadvarim. But rather, engraving, writing on these tablets, on the luchos, were the aser hadibros that was taking place all 40 days that Moshe was up on the mountain. If we think about it for a moment, this description and this phenomenon, which we are all familiar with and we perhaps even therefore take for granted, is actually somewhat baffling, somewhat puzzling. Why would Moshe need to spend another full length of time, 40 days, 40 nights on Har Sinai, relearning the Torah when he already knew it all? He already mastered the entire Torah from the first 40 days and 40 nights that he was up on the mountain before the Cheder Egel. So we understand why he might have needed a huge amount of time to get Hashem to forgive the people. That was the intermittent 40 days. And we also understand that he needed to go back up and spend some time engraving a new set of luchos. I can understand that too. But why would he need as much time to learn the whole Torah when for him it was already review? He knew it the first time. So this is a very interesting question, I think, if we think about it. And I'd like to share two answers which are from different perspectives, one a more Musar perspective and one a Hasidic perspective, and in many ways are actually assuming, at least in the pshat of the story, opposite interpretations, but I think they actually both converge to teach a very beautiful insight, both about teaching and about the role of a teacher, and especially a leader. In the Sefer Pirkei Torah, Rav Mordechai Gifter, the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, suggests the following very beautiful answer. He says it's an elementary fact of any teaching, but certainly of Torah transmission, that the teaching must be done on the level, and I would add also in a style or format, but on the level that is appropriate for the student. The transmission of the giver has to be what's appropriate and therefore fitting for the recipient. Before the sin of the Egel HaZahav, the Jewish people had already reached incredibly high level of Kedusha, of holiness. As we know, they were on a very high level during Kriyas Yamsuf, and then certainly for the incredible thunder and light show, as it were, of the initial giving of the Torah, which Chazal describe as, you know, a singular event in all of world and human history. Because they were on such a high level, the Torah that Moshe had to prepare that first time was on a commensurate high level. However, says Rav Gifter, after the people sinned, their Kedusha fell dramatically. There was a precipitous drop in their level. And therefore, the Torah that Moshe had prepared for them the first time would not have been appropriate for them anymore. On some level, it would have been too high for them because they were no longer on the level that they used to be. Therefore, says Rav Gifter, he had to go back up onto the mountain to relearn the Torah, more specifically to relearn how to transmit it in a way that's more appropriate for their current lower level of understanding. As fascinating as that chiddush is, I think the point that Rav Gifter emphasizes at the end of his essay is even more important. And that is to say, the Torah is emphasizing that in fact, this new second preparation for the appropriate level that they were on now took as much time as the first time, because one might have thought reasonably that the first time when they were on a higher level, Moshe had to prepare on a higher level for a more advanced transmission. Okay, that takes a huge amount of time, 40 days. But now that Moshe is giving it on a lower level, so presumably that's easier to prepare, easier to teach, easier to give over, and therefore shouldn't take as much time. And the Chiddush of the Torah, says Rav Gifter, the Pasuk is emphasizing that it was the exact same amount of time. Because if you want to be a good teacher, if you want to do it right, you need to spend as much time teaching, so to speak, the lower shir as the higher shir. Maybe even more time to emphasize how important it is, how necessary, but frankly, how hard it is in many ways to teach things to people who are on, relatively speaking, the lower level than on the more advanced level. And that is an incredible insight, not only into what happened with Moshe and on the mountain, but obviously a profound insight that any teacher, or for that matter, any influencer in any field, whether it be a parent or in any other area of life, should certainly keep in mind. A second approach which is from a more Hasidic background, and in some ways the opposite assumption, is quoted by the Sfas Emes in his commentary at the end of our Parsha, where he has a short selection of ideas from that he connects to Parsha's Para. And he quotes his grandfather, the Chedush Arim, who was also bothered by this question, and he said his grandfather used to give an enigmatic answer. He would say that even though Moshe had already received the Torah, nevertheless, he needed another full 40 days, Kinyan b'makom shabalei tshuva omdin, ein tzadikin gemurin yicholim l'amod. The Chiddush Arim would quote the famous Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that someone who sins but does full and sincere tshuva is eventually on a higher level even than an absolute tzaddik who never sinned in the first place. In that case, said the Chiddush Arim, Moshe therefore needed to relearn the Torah again. The Sfas Emes, however, after quoting his grandfather, says, I don't understand, you know, with all due respect, what he's talking about. The people sinned. Moshe didn't sin, and the Chiddush of the Chiddush Arim, and this is the opposite than Rav Gifter, he says, according to the Chiddush Arim, that the people were on a higher level at the time of the second Luchos, because they were Balei Tshuva. Okay, that's a fascinating Chiddush in its own right. But that explains the people. But Moshe never sinned, therefore Moshe never needed to do Tshuva, hence Moshe never became a Baal Tshuva, so he was on a different level. He was the same Moshe he always was. Says Sfas Emes, I'll explain to you what's going on. Moshe was the kind of leader, the ideal, who had such empathy, such noseb olim chavero, he was one with the people. And therefore, when they sinned, he also went down a level. Even though he didn't sin, he rode the roller coaster with them. And then when they did tshuva, when they were forgiven, he rose to a higher level, just like they were now. Hence, Moshe had to relearn the Torah, because he was now on a higher level, and they were on a higher level, and it was now appropriate to relearn the Torah on the new higher level he was on, all because of his great empathy and dedication to the people.